granny's Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggett Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's plans to surprise Lum with a lion for the library didn't turn out so well. Abner, unaware that the lion had broken out of his cage, gaily shoved Lum into the back room of the store where the lion was running loose. As we look in home a little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store trying to patch up things with his very unhappy and jittery partner, Lum. Listen.
I don't know how you can get rid of it, but get rid of it somehow. A lion is the one thing in the world I don't want. Sell it or give it away or drown it or something.
Well, you said you wanted one, Lum. Fact is, you told me you wanted two of them.
I said I wanted two lions?
Yes, sir, you sure did. Said if we're going to run a library, why, we ought to have two lions sitting right out there in front.
Oh.
You even showed me a picture of the New York library with the two lions they got there.
Yeah, but them weren't live lions. They're iron lions. Statues.
Statues?
Why, sure. Body with an ounce of sense would know that.
Well, you never said nothing about statues to me, Lum. All you said
was... I know what I said, and I ought to know better than to ever brung up the subject in the first place. Granny's, you can get things worse mixed up than every one feller I ever knowed in my life.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just trying my best to be nice to you.
I know you was, Abner, and I appreciate it, too. I know you was trying to do right, but after this, don't ever do nothing nice for me again till you check with me on it first.
All right, all right.
And get rid of that lion.
I will. I sure will. My dog, is it seems a shame, though, after I planned all week how you's going to be surprised when you seen it, Lum.
Don't worry. I was surprised, all right. That's the worst surprise I ever got in my whole life. Fact is, I ain't got over the shock of it yet.
You ain't, huh?
I know. I'm as nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose. Just look at my hands.
For the land's sake.
Still shaking there. I might not ever recover from this. I don't know.
Recover? Well, Lum, now, you didn't actually get hurt. Fact is, he never even scratched you.
No, but the shock of going through an experience like that can leave a man a shattered wreck. A broke shell.
It can.
Well, you don't know what it means to be shoved blindfolded in a room with a ferocious lion running loose.
Yeah, well, I never knowed he's loose, old Lum. Cedric never told me that in time to stop you.
Just the same, that's what happened. Granny's, I never was so scared in all my life. Walked in that feed room and opened my eyes, and as soon as they got used to the dark, what did I see? Two great big yeller eyes, six times as big as mine, charging straight at me. And that must be when he struck his first blow, because that's the last I recollect.
Why, Lum, he never struck you. You just fainted and fell on the floor there.
Fainted?
Why, sure you did. When me and Cedric rushed in there, why, that lion was just standing over you, sort of licking you in the face.
Licking me in the face?
Yes, sir, that's what he's doing.
Oh, my goodness, I'm glad I never knowed that.
Well, I believe he likes you, Lum. I think he wants to make friends with you.
No, no. No, no friend would ever spring on a feller in the dark that way. You get shut of that critter, Abner, and do it right away.
All right, I'm going to. But first, I'll have to find... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there. He can help me get rid of the lion, I bet you.
Yeah, make him help you. He's as much to blame for my condition as anyone else, I know that.
Doggett, I wish we could keep the lion for just a few days anyway, Lum. After all, I paid Squire $150 for him out of my own pocket.
I don't care how much you paid for him. I never want to see that lion or any other lion as long as I live. Not even if I live to be, howdy, Cedric, 1,000 or 100 years old.
Howdy, Cedric, come
Hello,
in.
Hello, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum. Boy, have me and Irvin been having fun.
Irvin?
Yes, Mom, him and me's been out riding in my car.
Well, I'm glad there's still somebody able to enjoy self. Somebody that ain't been a nervous wreck like I have.
Well, how's Irvin been behaving, Cedric?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Abner. Sits up there in the front seat with me and acts like he's tickled to death.
Well, has he bit anybody yet?
Oh, no, Mom. He's awful friendly. Just wags his tail.
Well...
His tail? For goodness sake, Cedric, what kind of friends have you got?
Friends? Oh, I reckon we forgot to tell you, Lump. Irvin's a lion.
The lion?
Sure.
Yes, Mom, I named him after my favorite uncle. Uncle Irvin.
That's what he done.
He had whiskers that looked just about like the lion's.
Well, wait a minute here, Cedric. Are you trying to tell me that you've been driving around with that ferocious lion sitting up in the front seat with you?
Yes, Mom, and everybody in town's been following us around, just like a parade. Boy.
Well.
Swan do goodness. Ain't he scratched you or bit you or nothing?
Why, no, Lum. Cedric and Irvin get along uncommonly good together. You ought to just see him.
Well, now I know we got to get shut of that lion. First thing we know, he's going to turn on Cedric when he ain't looking and tear him to pieces.
Oh, I ain't scared of Irvin. I believe he sort of likes me, Mr. Lum. I can tell by the way he licks my fingers after I feed him the hamburgers.
Licks your fingers? Granny, you better count your fingers every time after he gets through doing that.
Oh, I don't have to worry none about him eating me on account of me being a Tarzan.
A Tarzan?
Yes, Mom. Leastwise, that's what Miss Frederick said I was.
Miss Fredericks?
Yes, Mom. She called me Tarzan the Lion Tamer.
Well...
Where did you see her?
Oh, I seen her a couple of times today. Seen her first on her way to the schoolhouse this morning. I offered to give her a ride in my car, but for some reason or other, she wouldn't get in.
Well, I do know. Reckon why she wouldn't, Cedric.
I don't know. I believe she could have squeezed in beside me and Irvin, all right.
Irvin? Well, no wonder you can't expect a little delicate woman like her to get in a car with a lion in it. Granny's.
Oh, she weren't exactly scared of you, Mr. Lum. Fact is, she hung around and watched him for a long time. Said I was awful brave the way I handled him.
Did she say that?
Yes, Mom.
And she calls you Tarzan the Lion Tamer?
Yes, Mom. She admires lion tamers. Said she went to a circus once and spent her whole time just watching the lion tamers go into the cages with the lions and wrestle with them and do tricks with them and stuff. She said they's about the bravest men there is.
Admires lion tamers, huh? Did she actually say that?
Yes, Mom. She said maybe I could get to be a real one someday, so I showed her how I can put my hand right in his mouth.
Right inside his mouth?
Granny's, I put my head right in it. Oh, wait a minute, what am I saying?
Well, I know there's lion. Now, wait a minute, that might be a good idea, you know it? If you could get to be a lion tamer.
Who, me?
Why, sure. See, that away, why... You'll have Miss Frederick following you and Irvin all over town.
Yeah.
And then she'll admire you when you have him do his tricks and all that stuff, you know. And then after she admires you for being brave enough to train a lion, why, then she'll fall in love with you and you can propose to her and maybe she'll marry you.
Yeah, Granny, that's a good idea. Wait a minute, though. How do I know I can handle a lion?
Well, now, Lum, if Cedric can handle him, why, you are, too.
Yeah, but maybe Cedric's different from me. Maybe he actually is a Tarzan, like Miss Frederick says he is.
Yes, Mom, Tarzan the Lion Tamer.
Well, what's that got to do with it, Lum?
Well, Tarzan ain't like a human, Abner.
He ain't, huh?
I know. He's a feller who growed up in the jungle and lived with animals and sort of speaks their language. That way, the animals thinks he's one of them, and they're sort of nice to him.
Well?
But they're liable to eat up a human like me.
Well, Cedric ain't no animal, Lum. He wears clothes like a human, and, well, a lion don't eat him up.
No, but if he was...
You ought to at least try it, Lum. I know if you make a success of yourself as a lion tamer, you can win Miss Frederick just as easy as anything.
Yeah. Cedric, are you sure Miss Frederick told you all that stuff?
Yes, Mom.
Well, what else did she say?
Well, she said once she went to a circus and she spent her whole time just watching the lion tamer.
You done told us that.
Ma?
You told us that once.
Oh.
Cedric, do you think that lion would bite my arm off if I just sort of petted him a little?
I don't know. You can try it once, Mr. Lum, and if it don't work...
Why, sure, Lum, you can try it once.
Once? Feller don't get but two tries on something like that, and then he runs out of arms. No, sir, I want to come out of this with both my arms still on anyway.
Well, of course, you don't want to do it. It's your own business, Lum. I don't reckon it makes no difference anyway, as long as we have to get shut of the lion.
Get shut of him? Who said anything about getting shut of him?
Well, didn't you say that you want me
to... Listen, Admiral, that's my line, and nobody ain't going to get shut of him or do anything else with him unless I tell them to.
Well, Lom, you told
me... And never talk back to a Tarzan.
Tarzan?
That's right. You don't know it yet, Admiral, but you may be looking at the new Pine Ridge Tarzan.
Who? You?
Yes, sir. L. Tarzan Eddards, lion tamer and head librarian.